Barack Obama, the enemy is the enemy of your soul. It is the fact that we refuse to obey God. It is the fact that we refuse to repent of our nefarious and wicked ways in God's own house. Started, by the way, with our divorces and remarriages in open defiance of the words of Christ himself. I could say, God bless you and bless the United States of America, but he will not bless us until we repent. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of my book, Renewing the Soul of America. $10. Last day to offer it. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ambassador Henry Cooper, who for a number of years during the Reagan administration, the first years of the Bush administration, suddenly was the American representative to the Soviet disarmament negotiations, and he's had a great deal of experience in dealing with the Soviets throughout the years, and now he heads an organization known as High Frontier that is talking about America's defense, and of course one of the major things that he's concerned about is the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, and one nuclear weapon exploded over the center of the United States could knock out almost all of the nuclear power in this country, and America would revert to the way we were during the 19th century, during the early 1800s. And people say, that's crazy, that couldn't happen, and yet it could. And the fact that you have never heard this discussed on television, that you rarely, if ever, will see it mentioned at all in the media, is simply an expression, a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Ambassador Cooper, thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm pleased to be with you.
I got your email about the other problems, but I'd really like to talk about the threat of an EMP attack tonight, because I really think this is such a very real threat. I mean, certainly one weapon in the hands of Iran or of North Korea or some other renegade country, or certainly both the Russians and the Chinese have actually considered this. We know it's in their armamentarium, and one nuclear weapon would simply destroy the whole infrastructure of our nation. Why don't you pick up the story and give the background and why nothing is being done to actually prevent this? Because for a few $100 million, what we can get breakers in for protect our major cities, a couple of $1 billion, we give that much to Pakistan every year. For a couple of $1 billion, we could protect our whole electric grid. Why aren't we doing it? It's logical to protect the infrastructure of America.
Well, you've laid out a pretty challenging agenda for me, Dr. Stan, but you're absolutely correct that the electromagnetic pulse from a singular nuclear weapon could create serious havoc in this country. It wouldn't kill anyone immediately. It would be a weapon that would go off above the Earth's atmosphere, and so there would be no blast and thermal effect on the ground. People wouldn't be hurt immediately. But what would happen is that the electric power grid could be damaged, not only locally, but over large regions of the country, and damaged in such a way that it cannot be easily repaired in its current form. This is what happens when a nuclear weapon goes off above the Earth's atmosphere. We've known this for, 50 years, better part of 50 years, since 1962 in a nuclear explosion above the South Pacific. We discovered it, and throughout the Cold War, we designed our strategic systems, taking this into account, because we anticipated that the Soviet Union, if they ever attacked us, would lead that attack with nuclear weapons being detonated above the United States in order to make it impossible for us to communicate with our forces and retaliate.
And I think that listeners must understand it wouldn't even have to be an enemy that would do this, actually. Ordinarily, a major solar storm coming from the sun could actually send gamma rays towards the United States or towards the Earth. And if those ever were to hit the Earth, they would do exactly the same thing as the nuclear attack would, and we would be plunged back into the 19th century.
That's correct.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Ambassador Cooper was simply saying that basically if there were either a gigantic solar storm or suddenly the explosion of one solitary nuclear weapon wouldn't even have to be very powerful, but it would be over the center part of our country, or the special nuclear weapons that give primarily gamma rays and very little explosion. But basically this would do what had happened back in 1859 when there was something called the Carrington effect, and there was a gigantic solar storm, And basically at that time, of course, we didn't have a nationwide electric grid. All we had was the telephone lines. And of course, those telephone lines went down all across America, some places where they ran through the forest while the forests were set on fire. Certainly the underground cable between the United States and Europe was damaged. But of course, we were able to get through that. But today is entirely different. Today, we're totally dependent upon electricity. Your car has an electronic ignition, and in all probability, all of the more modern cars, because of the computers in them, would go down and wouldn't function and function correctly. You wouldn't be having electricity in your home. You wouldn't have refrigeration. The hospitals would shut down. Transportation would shut down. Distribution of food and water. And certainly in our major cities, this would be chaotic. Now, certainly, when they had the Carrington effect back certainly in the 1859, why it didn't bother most people. Certainly they didn't have, weren't dependent upon electricity. People grew their own food. People had access to food and water. They had well pumps. And really it had very little effect other than the problem as far as the telegraph service. But if this one of these things were to happen today in America or certainly any other country, it would be catastrophic. And Ambassador Cooper was simply saying that the two countries that are really making major efforts to combat this are England and Israel. But I understand also that both Russia and China have programs in place so that they would not be hurt by a Carrington effect or by an electronic explosion suddenly up in the stratosphere. Is that true?
I don't know how much they have done to prepare. It would certainly be consistent with all we know of the way the Soviet Union operated throughout the Cold War. And we know, because they told us, that they were in fact planning, if they ever attacked us, to use this tactic of creating electromagnetic pulse in such an attack. And certainly they did a major series of experiments in the 1960s, and we believe learned more about this effect than we did, because we stumbled on it by accident, and the Soviets broke out of the limited ban on atmospheric testing to conduct a major series of experiments at that time. We had a major commission that was established by the Congress now 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, and did comprehensive studies. And that commission was able to discuss these matters with the former Soviet scientists, some of the former Soviet scientists involved in those tests, and gained access to some of the data and so on.
Oh, actually, I talked to the gentleman who was in charge of that from an academic point of view, Peter Pry, and he assured me that both Russia and China are fully prepared for the danger of an EMP attack, and America has really no preparations at all, although just about a month ago, the state of Maine voted that they were going to isolate themselves from the rest of the electronic grid, and I think most people don't understand. The electronic grid throughout all of our country is interconnected. And basically, all we would have to do would be to put breakers in there so that if there were an attack, that it would not spread from one region to another. But this has been effectively blocked. Any efforts to do this, and Congress has tried to do this, and other organizations have tried to do this. It hasn't worked. But apparently, the state of Maine, in early June, the governor signed the legislation. They want to protect their state, and they're going to go ahead and get those breakers in and certainly divorce their grid from the rest of the country. Is that correct?
Yes, I think, and I would single out Representative Andrea Boland, who was the prime mover behind making this happen. She is a Democrat, and she got concerned about this issue, and over a fairly short period of time, as these things go, was able to persuade a bipartisan group of legislators in the Maine legislature to undertake an initiative. They passed a law requiring that the future effort to modernize their grid, their power grid, they would design that grid in order to be hardened to this effect. And that is the first state in the nation that has done this. And I applaud the representative and the people of Maine for taking this leading step. And I would urge other states to do the same thing, because Washington is really dysfunctional on the issue. No one is in charge. As I said, the Department of Homeland Security is not taking it seriously. The Department of Energy, which has a great deal at stake, I hope will be taking it seriously. Dr. Moniz, the PhD physicist from MIT, who was confirmed recently to become the Secretary of Energy, was asked specifically about the EMP issue in his confirmation hearing, and he committed to learn more about it and to undertake an effort to deal with the power grid, harden the power grid, if you will, to deal with both the nuclear case and the solar threat. So I hope that that's going to happen. But the Department of Energy doesn't control everything. They have a major role that they can play in this. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, I have a great deal of confidence in. They're experienced, knowledgeable people. And after the Japanese earthquake and tsunami 18 months ago, or whenever it was, the Fukushima event, as many people know, that was the cooling water was lost, and there was a major release of radiation that went almost to Tokyo, as I recall. Was carried by the wind, and this would be a disaster in this country if it happened. We depend on water, cooling water, in a large number of reactors in some number of places, of parts of the country more than others. The whole eastern seaboard and southeastern seaboard is very has a lot of nuclear reactors, and if we lost of that power and that water, and we had the same kind of an event, we could have a long-standing problem. I believe that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission may take this seriously, and I'm hopeful that Dr. Moniz will in the Department of Energy. Unfortunately, we have tried now for 3 years, I think it is, or three Congresses, to get legislation that would require these matters to be taken into account, and both the Senate and the House in various times have blocked those proposals. Two Congresses before ago, the House passed unanimously such legislation, and it was blocked in the Senate by a hold that was put on by a single senator. And then last year, the last Congress, we couldn't get it out of the Energy and Commerce Committee. It was blocked by the chairman of that committee. The positive news this time around, I know because friends raised the issue recently with Congressman Upton from Michigan, who chairs the committee, and he's waiting on reports out of the nuclear, the North American, what is the name of it? NERC, it is, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation. And pending that report, perhaps the Energy and Commerce Committee will move forward to that this year. I'm very hopeful that that the powers that be on Capitol Hill will take it seriously, but I'm skeptical because they have failed for the last 6 years to do so.
Now, I think I'd like to repeat what Ambassador Cooper said in the 110th Congress. It was unanimous. You almost never get a unanimous vote in Congress, but it was a unanimous vote. All the Democrats, all the Republicans, and the independents voted unanimously that we had to do something about the threat of the EMP attack. It was a resolution, and basically it went over to the Senate, and it was blocked by one person, and nothing was done. Here is a threat, ladies and gentlemen, that could send America back to the condition we were in the 19th century, in the 1800s, a nation without electricity. It was blocked by one person in the Senate. Alas, the 111th Congress, why it never did get out of a congressional committee. At the present time, there's a legislation, it's called the SHIELD Act, S-H-I-E-L-D. IELD, the SHIELD Act, and supposedly this is going to address the problem, but it hasn't certainly been presented on the floor of the House yet. And basically, it's almost as if there's an organized effort to block doing what would protect America from destruction. I mean, it is the most foolish thing in the world. We spend, certainly trillions of dollars every year on all sorts of things. We spend, certainly hundreds of billions of dollars on our military. And yet, of course, literally overnight, why, because the tremendous damage could be done to the whole infrastructure of our society. And basically, you'd see the breakdown of the whole electronic infrastructure. And we have to ask, why? Is this a matter of stupidity, Ambassador? Is there something diabolical? What do you think is the reason why nothing has been done? Because it's so logical, certainly in Maine, they've recognized the problem and they were able to at least vote to separate Maine from the rest of the country. And at least Maine will not be blocked when this happens, or if this happens. What are your thoughts?
Well, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has a responsibility for looking at these issues. And they are concerned about the issue. They have raised it, but they have no authority. This North American Electric Reliability Corporation is the one that has the responsibility for doing it. They reflect the interests of the utility companies, and I frankly don't understand why they don't do it, because
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. If you're out there, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and as they were talking about the cost of this, which cost about 20 cents per person per year. 20 cents per person per year. Just to protect us from this terrible thing happening. Was that per year or per month?
Per year.
Per year. Well, suddenly infinitesimal. And yet, of course, basically we're talking about the destruction of the infrastructure of our society. Now, basically, suddenly they've tried to get things done. They had hearings recently on the SHIELD Act in Congress, and apparently it was tabled. Here is something that would be elementary to take care of. But nobody's in charge. Certainly the Office of Homeland Security isn't addressing it. The Department of Energy may address it sometime in the future. At least the person who is in charge has said that they will look into it. But the military, certainly their responsibility is to defend America from overseas. But as far as doing anything to defend America domestically, that is not their assignment. And of course, Ambassador Cooper is simply pointing out that the government is dysfunctional, but that doesn't certainly address the issue. The address question is, why aren't we doing what's necessary to avoid the total destruction of the industrial infrastructure of our nation? I'm talking about the total destruction of the infrastructure of our nation, but I don't expect you to believe what I'm saying. Please go up on the internet and read the articles there on the threat of an EMP attack, and certainly the history of this. This is all up there. And suddenly, what about going to your website, Ambassador? How can people get to your website? Because you actually put out certainly information on this on a regular basis.
Yes, this is High Frontier, HIGHFRONTIER, and the webpage is www.highfrontier, all one word, lowercase or upper, .org, O-R-G, not .com, but .org. And we do have a great deal of information on the EMP threat. We have information on what it requires to build defenses to deal with the threat of a nuclear weapon that might be launched off of ship. We've also not provided that defense very well for some scenarios. We have some defenses, you know, just recently, last Friday, in fact, the ground-based system that we have in Alaska was tested and failed. We haven't had a successful test now since 2008. Of that particular system. Our Navy systems are much more reliable. Their test rate of success is something like 80%, whereas the ground-based system is maybe 50%. And we have some places in the United States where there is no defense whatsoever. If a ballistic missile were launched from a vessel off of our coast, almost anywhere, it would not be shot down before it could detonate the weapon over the United States, especially if it were launched out of the Gulf of Mexico, because we have no defense looking in that direction. Iran and North Korea both launch satellites to the south. If they get nuclear weapons and put them on a satellite and launch it over the South Pole toward the United States, our current defenses will not deal with that threat.
And, of course, we know that the North Koreans are working very closely with the Iranians. We do know that, sadly, the North Koreans do have nuclear weapons. We also know that they have the ability to put a satellite in orbit. And basically, nobody seems to be concerned. In fact, everybody said, oh, well, there's nothing to worry about. Look, they launched their satellite over the South Pole. And because America is to the east, not over the South Pole. But you see, satellite can come that up from the South Pole and come right up over the very center of our country. But the American people are not being told that this danger is not imaginary. It's very, very real. And the people who are looking into this, who are trying to get the information out, are frantically trying to get the information to the American people. And the information sometimes when it's actually released, for instance, there was an article in May, as I remember, it was in the Wall Street Journal, but it was talking about a military attack on North Korea. Rather than have a military attack on North Korea, all we need to do is spend a couple $100 million in putting in breakers across America for our major cities, and a couple $1 billion would take care of the whole situation. And we're not doing it. We give several $1 billion to Pakistan every year. We've given billions of dollars to Egypt to keep us sort of the dictators in power there. Why are we doing all these things throughout the world and nothing to defend America? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. That 464-8295 number is here in the Central Coast of California. But if you have a question or comment, this is a vitally important issue. And the guest is, again, Ambassador Henry Cooper. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. We'd like to know what you think.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. And certainly Ambassador Cooper is simply talking about the fact that both Iran and North Korea have been able to launch satellites. And basically, they launched them over the South Pole. But of course, those missiles that go over the South Pole, the satellites go over the South Pole, can actually come up over the middle of the United States. And we don't know what's in that satellites that are coming, going over our country. But if there was a nuclear weapon in them, it could be detonated. And instantaneously, the world that we live in would cease to exist. Instantaneously, the world we live in would cease to exist because the electricity would go off over most of our nation. Is this a possibility? We don't know, but we do know that there are people out there that hate the United States. We do know that the technology is there. We do know that both the Iranians and the North Koreans and the Russians and the Chinese have certainly considered launching an EMP attack on America. And I'm not suggesting Russia or China would be foolish enough to do that. But North Korea or certainly Iran or some other country that hates America could very well do this. And then what would we do in response when certainly we had no infrastructure, electronic infrastructure? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, and here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. 464-8295. And Ambassador Cooper was simply saying that Ambassador of Woolsey, and actually he was both an ambassador and director of the Central Intelligence Agency. He's a friend of Ambassador Cooper's. I've actually interviewed Woolsey and certainly James Woolsey, and a very interesting individual. But of course, he is certainly had testified recently before the Congressional Commission. Can this Congressional Commission do anything, or do they just hold meetings and talk?
Well, the Congressional Commission actually went out of existence several years ago. It was a commission that was established by Congress to study this problem, potential problem, and make recommendations, which it did to the Congress. Jim's testimony was before, I forget now whether it was the Energy Committee or I believe it was the Energy and Commerce Committee that he testified before. It is the committee that has the responsibility, for example, for tabling or dealing with the SHIELD Act. So, I mean, he presented information to the right place, no question about that. And we were talking about the satellite threat coming from the south, and I mentioned earlier the test failure that we had just this last Friday of our system in Alaska. It is postured to deal with a threat that comes over the North Pole. From either North Korea or from Iran, but primarily North Korea. That was the reason Alaska was picked for such a site. And it has a 50% chance of shooting down a missile that comes at us over the North Pole. It has essentially 0% chance of shooting down a satellite that carried a nuclear weapon over the South Pole. This is not a novel idea either. In the 1960s, the Soviet Union built something called FOBS, the Fractional Orbital Bombardment System, designed precisely to do this kind of thing, to come over the South Pole to attack the United States. So this is not a big secret. It's not a secret program. Everyone who knows anything about the history or even just thinks about the orbital mechanics understands that this is a real possibility, and we are basically ignoring it today. It's also well known that you can launch missiles off of the surface of ships. We did it in the 1960s with Minuteman. We dropped them out of an airplane and launched ICBMs that way. So there are other ways that we can be attacked, and especially from a ship. It could be done by a terrorist. You don't need to be a state power. A Scud missile can be purchased for a few million dollars, and if terrorists somehow got their hands on a nuclear weapon, they were surrogates for Iran in particular, for example, and launched it from a ship off of our coast. Today, we have very little defense against that, and particularly against a ship that might be in the Gulf of Mexico. We have no defense, absolutely no defense against it. So this is a This threat is one that is of great concern to me. As you know, Dr. Stan, I was the director of the Strategic Defense Initiative back now 20 years ago and began the Navy's missile defense program. And today it's a mature system we've got deployed around the world, actually, on some 17 ships, I believe it is now today, in the Atlantic. And I don't remember what the number is. It will be growing to a similar number in, I'm sorry, the 16 or 17 is in the Pacific. A similar number will be in the Atlantic. And there's some 35 by 2015 will be deployed around the world. And if they're in the right place, they could deal with this threat to the United States. But today they're not prepared to do that. They will operate in the Middle East. They will operate around North Korea. And any place that our operational commands need them overseas, they're prepared to deal with this problem. But they're not prepared to deal with it if the threat is to the United States homeland. I believe we need to encourage our Navy friends and empower them to deal with this threat, and we need to do it soon.
And I agree totally. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295 or 831-464-8295. We've got Dave calling from Central New York. Hi, Dave. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Ambassador Cooper, after the effects of an EMP on the United States, what takes place in other parts of the world over different time frames that you and the think tanks have figured?
Okay, and that's a very, very good question. What would happen if there was an EMP attack where they exploded a device over America? But what would happen to other countries throughout the world?
Well, I think very little. In the case of the nuclear weapon, it would not be a global effect. It would basically... would cover the line of sight, if you will, from a nuclear explosion a few hundred miles up above the Earth's surface. 200 miles up and a single weapon would cover the entire United States. It would cause no particular effect in Europe or in Russia or China were they the ones who were to launch the threat. In the case of the solar storm, whether it's the United States or someone else that gets primarily the problem, I think, depends on the way the world turns, whether we happen to be facing the sun when the rays come and interact with the Earth's geomagnetic field, but it's more of a global effect than from a nuclear explosion.
And basically what happens, Dave, is that you get the gamma rays, and whether the gamma rays come from the sun or whether they come from a nuclear explosion, the gamma rays come down, they hit oxygen molecules, they take off the electrons, and the electrons just come in. They simply fry the electric lines, they fry the computers, they fry suddenly anything that has the complicated electronics in that we're so dependent upon today, and you simply wipe out the electronic infrastructure of the United States. And the fact that this is even a possibility and you're not hearing about it is simply, in my estimation, a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and what they believe. Anything else, Dave?
Yes. Our presence in the entire world would be affected, our bullying and our military presence. Who would take advantage of our weaknesses? What countries and what would develop in other sections of the world where we seem to run things?
All right, well, Ambassador, would you want to tackle that? Because that's rather a deep question, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, we try to run things some places where we shouldn't be trying to run things because they're really a little bit beyond our range of capability. But it's a very good point. What happens if the power of the United States is really curtailed? And in many places, we are the stabilizing influence, no question of that. But you can just imagine what would happen if we had no particular influence in many parts of the world, but particularly the Middle East at the present time. And I mean, I'm critical of the current administration and its policies in the Middle East. That's quite a different subject. But if we were absent from the field entirely, then we'd have, you really have chaos in the Middle East at the point at the present time. So it's a very good point. I don't know what this means. If you worry about an apocalyptic period, it may be that the Christian doctrines and the Islamic doctrines and their expectation of the return of the body and the Christian views of the end time coincide on this point. But what we could have was, I mean, we could have an absolute catastrophe on our hands.
And, you know, Dave, the thing that is keeping Europe as financially stable is massive amounts of transfusions of money from the Federal Reserve. We don't know how much we're sending over there, but we know that trillions of dollars have been sent to the banks over in Europe to keep them going. And if we weren't here, I think Europe, even if they did not have the effect of the EMP attack, they would descend into economic chaos. And this would be a cataclysmic event, which is why we've had Ambassador Cooper. Actually, he came out and spoke at our conference last October. We do have that on a DVD. We have a 4-CD set on this. This is a vitally important subject. You can learn a lot about it on the Internet or from the material that we offer. Anything else you'd like to ask, Dave, before we let you go?
No, sir, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
God bless him.
Could I add one thing? Stan?
Sure, go right ahead.
Because you prompted it again. Woolsey's testimony, going back just to continue our discussion here, he was called to testify on the cyber threat. And this is a matter that many people are concerned about. And Jim, you know, basically told them, well, the cyber threat is very real. But let me talk to you about EMP, because it is a dramatically larger threat than the cyber threat, which seems to have everyone's attention these days.
I certainly concur. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 if you're there in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call if you have a question. But I think this is something that everybody out there should become informed about, and you should be standing on the street corner screaming. We are facing, I believe, one of the greatest threats we've faced, certainly, in the last 50 years. And you're just not reading about it. You're not hearing about it, certainly. And this should be something that should be discussed regularly on all of our television and all of our talk programs. And yet it certainly is not getting the coverage that it should. And I certainly not critical, because that was not until about a year ago I really began to understand the very real threat. And I like to think that I have my ear pretty close to the ground. And it wasn't until we had the opportunity of talking to Ambassador Cooper and then other people, Peter Pry and a few others who've been involved in this for a long time, that we've really began to understand the implications of a total disruption of the infrastructure of America and the destruction of the society we've known and appreciated for such a long period of time. Well, Ambassador, what could or should be done at this point?
Well, I believe it's really important for people to understand the nature of the problem and let their representatives in Washington know that they need to have some things done about this. You've had Michael Maloof, have you not, on your program?
Yes, I have.
And he has an excellent book on this threat. It's called, I forget. I don't have, I have a picture of it on my webpage, Something Forsaken, and I've forgotten what it is.
The Nation Forsaken is the title.
Nation Forsaken.
Right.
And it's written particularly for the layman. And Michael was a senior official in the Department of Defense, so he knows about what we did in the Cold War and the preparations that we've made. And he's written a readable book on the technical side of this effect on the side of what would happen to our society. Bill Fortune's book, One Second After, I think it's called, tells you what his world, where he actually lives in Black Mountain, North Carolina, might be like were it to lose all of the electricity and the support and the banking goes away and most of the automobiles go away and the doctors go away. Well, the doctors don't, but medicine goes away because you depend on transport of medicine to support insulin and to whatever else your medical problems might be as you lose those features. And then the problems come when the big cities and others who are without support have to make their way or try to make their way in an increasingly chaotic world. What do people do to protect themselves when you're back to the 1800s and you don't have the means of support in the big cities? What happens in the towers of the cities when gravity takes hold because the sewage isn't pumped? The water isn't pumped. You know, it's an unimaginable, chaotic event.
Well, I think the average individual finds it impossible to believe that the world we certainly know and enjoy could simply almost instantaneously be destroyed. I mean, it's not something that we like to think about. But basically, of course, we had a television series. It was called Revolution. It was actually put on to warn the American people about this danger. Of course, it had a rather complicated script and a story to it. Most people didn't understand. This was actually designed to warn the American people about what would happen if the electricity went off. And it was a great program. We really enjoyed it. But the average individual had no idea that this was not simply an imaginary made-up story. This was a warning of what will happen to the United States should the unthinkable actually take place. And I believe it's not only a possibility, I think it's certainly a very, very real threat today. Ambassador, let's get your telephone number out again so that certainly people can get in touch with you and your organization if they'd like to.
Sure. If you wish to call me, the telephone number is 703-535-8774, 703-535-8774. You'll get my assistant most likely on the line, but I'll get your call and I'll call you back. If you want to send a letter, it's 500 North Washington Street, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314. And the web page is the best way, actually, www.highfrontier.org.
God bless, and thanks very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
We'll be talking to you real soon. Bye-bye. And we'll be back in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, right here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I do hope you enjoyed the program with Ambassador Cooper. I think this is very important. Ambassador Cooper is a personal friend. We've known him for probably at least 15 years, maybe longer than that. We've interviewed James Woolsey, and basically we feel privileged to have the opportunity of talking to key people and getting to know them, and certainly we've shared many meals with Ambassador Cooper through the years. Under any circumstances, if you'd like to get the DVD of Ambassador Cooper's talk at our conference or the 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And basically, you need to get this, you need to understand it, you need to help us get the information out. And basically, in your own state, you should be trying to get your legislators to do what the state of Maine has done. They did this, I think, early in June, but not a word of this in the controlled media. Why? Because I believe that there's an organized effort to suppress efforts to get something done. And how fitting it would be. If suddenly this were to happen to America, I would hope that it would never happen. But basically, God does bring his judgment upon nations that turn against him, and America has turned against God. And do not scoff at that idea, because we are involved truly in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a cultural battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the way things are looking right now, of course, nobody is going to be concerned about what's going on unless there's a cataclysmic event. And I hope and pray that I'm wrong, and I hope you pray that I will, I'm too. But in case I am correct that this is a very real threat, help us get the information out and help people begin to make preparations for the terrible things that could very well lie in the future. Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. We have actually a 4-CD set. Going into the background of the supernatural, we have a 4-CD set. Going suddenly into the background of the satanic crimes, we have a 4-CD set called The New Order of the Barbarians, if you haven't heard it. Well, you need to. Basically, it's the talk given by a doctor based upon a talk given by Dr. Richard Day back in 1969. We told exactly what they were going to do in the years that lie ahead. And they followed this plan, and we even have it laid out in a transcript. You can get that. You need to understand that God does bring his judgment upon nations that turn against him, and America is turned against God. So all of these items, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the 4-CD set on the supernatural, the 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians, the 4-CD set on satanic crimes, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you're a Catholic, we think you'd enjoy the interviews with Father Malachi Martin, a Jesuit priest who was a personal confidant of Pope John the 23rd. And, of course, that's called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, who actually died, shortly after our last interview with him. And you want to get this and listen to find out certainly many things that you will never hear through the Catholic Church. But this is a man who loved the Catholic Church. But he saw the problems, he realized the infiltration, and he realized the fact that there were satanic forces working at the highest level of the Catholic Church. Now, they're working at the highest level of the Protestant Church as well. They're working within our government today. And basically, I really believe, of course, that God is going to bring his judgment on America because America is turned against God. Basically, we've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and basically any acknowledgement of God out of our schools, and we're indoctrinating our youth in sexual immorality and in homosexuality and in hatred of America and embracing this idea of a world government. And that indeed is Satan's own plan. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And we'll be back in just a minute with another fascinating program here at Radio Liberty.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America and that I beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie to the ocean white with gold.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're the views of Stephen Frank, and Stephen has been at this battle as long as I have, going back 50 years. He's up at 3 o'clock every morning, putting together emails. You'll want to get his emails talking about what's really happening to America as the very fabric of our society is being undercut by those who would destroy this nation from within. You're being told, oh, these terrible terrorists, they want to take away our freedom. They're plotting against us. And ladies and gentlemen, if that's true, why don't we have explosions at every baseball game and basketball game? Anybody can come across the border with a knapsack full of explosives, and it doesn't happen. We've had a few minor things, and we had this underwear bomber, but because he was given his underwear by suddenly our own agents. His was designed not to go off. It was made with C4, and there was no blasting cap. The same thing with the shoe bomber. Almost all of these major, terrible things have been government sting operations, and of course, basically, there was no danger at all to the people in the plane, in the airplanes. But they're not going to tell the American people that. You're to live in terror. Focus your attention externally as these people, step by step, gradually increase their stranglehold on America and gradually destroy the very elements of freedom. And most Americans look today to the government to protect us. Ladies and gentlemen, the government can't protect us. The government is financing this whole world terrorist movement. I mean, why do you think we're financing suddenly the Al-Qaeda in Syria and fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? Does that make sense to you? And why suddenly did we actually overthrow Sidney of Mubarak in Egypt and then install the Morsi, who is Muslim Brotherhood. Why did we do that? And now, of course, things are going from bad to worse over there in Egypt. It looks like they're going to be on a civil war. We're moving, American policy is destroying the infrastructure of nations all throughout the world. Who installed the mullahs back in 1979 in Iran? Go back and look up and read what happened at that time. We installed these radical mullahs, these radical Islamists back in 1979, but most people don't think about that. Well, let's go right to Stephen. Hi, Steve. You pick up the story.
Oh, Dr. Stan, always good to be with you. And, of course, in the late 70s, it was President Jimmy Carter who overthrew the Shah of Iran that gave us Khomeini and then gave us the hostages that were held 444 days. And this has been going on for a long while under Democrat presidents and some Republican ones. We've had governments overthrown by the U.S. Government, and these governments then turn into be terrorist governments, dictatorships. And we only have ourselves to blame for a lot of this. Interestingly enough, my newsletter tomorrow morning is going to have a story about a United Nations report where they're warning the United States that we're allowing illegal aliens into our country who are both criminals and terrorists, and apparently we're allowing terrorists from Somalia into the United States through Mexico, and we're doing nothing to stop these folks. And indeed, Governor Brown and President Obama are refusing to enforce the laws that are on the books.
And I wonder why. Why wouldn't our leaders enforce the laws? Why wouldn't they try to keep terrorists out? Why would we be funding the terrorists, certainly in other countries throughout the world? As we're pointing to the danger of terrorism and saying, why, we've got to just give up our freedom. After all, the government has to protect us from the very terrorists that we're financing and arming all throughout the world today. Stephen, you go right ahead.
Well, interestingly, last week, the military in Egypt threw out Morsi as president, and over the weekend, they installed somebody else as president, and of course, the world is calling this a coup, and the president called it a coup until late yesterday afternoon when the White House decided that it's no longer a coup, it's merely a change in leadership. And therefore, all our laws stay the same. The reason they've done this is because President Obama has promised $1.5 billion worth of money and armaments to the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt. And if it becomes a coup under federal law, U.S. federal law, we can't give the money. And so now the administration is backing down from what everybody knows was a coup. And the problem is you have one bunch of terrorists in charge, the Muslim Brotherhood, and they overthrew Mubarak, who is merely a singular dictator as opposed to being a terrorist. Now you have the terrorist Muslim Brotherhood in charge, and now another group of terrorists takes over. And so the question is, which evil, the lesser of two evils, is the United States going to support? And were I in charge, I would not support evil at all and say a pox on everybody. And we do not, the United States does not support terrorism, whether it is radical terrorism or crazy terrorism. It's wrong, and we won't give any money to it. Unfortunately, the president and John Kerry and our defense secretary, Hagel, are willing to continue to give the $1.5 billion worth of aid to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. This is
well, now, basically, I thought the Muslim Brotherhood was out, and basically the military has taken over there in Egypt today. They threw out the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, the Muslim Brotherhood still has a lot of strongholds, and the latest report says that there's a civil war going on in Egypt between the Muslim Brotherhood, who says that Morsi is still the president. It doesn't matter that the military says he's been overthrown and they put an unelected person in the office. Muslim Brotherhood claims they're still in control of the country where they are not really doesn't matter, Dr. Stan. They're both terrorist groups. And does it matter whether the terrorist is called Muslim Brotherhood or the Egyptian military? Terrorists are terrorists.
Okay, we'll go right ahead.
So we're forced with a president.
Hold on, thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stephen is just saying that basically the situation in Egypt is a terrible one, certainly. You had the Muslim Brotherhood, they were terrorists, now you have the military, they've taken over by force, and basically they are certainly really not responsible to law, they don't believe in democracy, they're going to establish their dictatorship, and basically we at least had a dictator under Mubarak, certainly he was a benign dictator, Christians could live there. 10% of the population were Coptic Christians, and they lived and they prospered. Now, thanks to America's active and intentional interference with that country, we've driven most of the Christians out, and those that are behind are being beaten and killed and raped. The women, massive rapes over there, the women, thanks to American interference. Why is America certainly involved with nations throughout the world? We should not be. But you see, our leaders have a different agenda. They want a one-world government under the control of a godless elite, and you take God out of society, you create nothing but there's any confusion. Democracy doesn't work. Go back and read Plato on democracy. He will tell you almost 2,350 years ago, democracies don't work. That is why, of course, our founding fathers, the people who created this country, knowing democracy doesn't work, created a republic. When we pledge allegiance, we pledge our allegiance to the country for which it stands, one republic under God, with liberty and justice for all. And they never teach that in school. And you ask the average student, they can't tell the difference between a democracy and a republic. And they'll tell you we're a democratic republic or a republican democracy. No, we're not a democracy under any circumstances. At the state and local level, we may be, but not at the national level. And there's an organized effort to deceive the American people. And since they control the media and the educational system and so many of our churches, they're able to get away with it. Go right ahead.
Well, we're not merely not a democracy at a national level. We're not a republic at the national level. And the best example is that the Democrats in Congress 3 years ago passed the Affordable Health Act and allowed socialized medicine. And in the bill, it said it starts January 1st, 2014, very clear. And a couple of weeks ago, the president announced that he's not going to enforce that law. And that's just another one of the laws that he won't enforce. He has an attorney general that sold assault weapons to the Mexican drug cartels, and he keeps the man in office. We have a president that refuses to enforce our immigration laws and allows terrorists and criminals to come into our country. He even wants to legalize and give them amnesty. Our president is not one that believes in the Constitution, nor does he believe that the United States Congress has any meaning. Last week he announced that he's, by executive order, is going to change our environmental laws. And in September, the Environmental Protection Agency is going to be releasing the new regulations. And by January 1st, 2014, without a vote of Congress, without public hearings, without the ability of the people of this country to have its representatives say yay or nay, the President of the United States is going to enforce laws that's going to kill our economy but make him feel better. In effect, he has created a dictatorship of the White House.
Well, whether it makes him feel better, I believe that Obama's loyalty is not to America, but to this international stream. I believe he wants to undermine America. What better way to do it than what he is doing today? Not that I think that George Bush did such a good job of it, but I do believe that Obama has an intense hatred of America. And look at the things that he's doing. Why would he be doing the things? Why would he have us involved over there in Syria? Why would he have us involved in Egypt and in Tunisia and certainly in Libya? Why would he do all of these things? And then why would he have passed the Obama health care bill, which he knew would destroy the practice of medicine in America and bankrupt our nation? Basically, George Bush managed in 8 years to increase the national debt $5 trillion. Obama accomplished that in 4 years of his administration. And believe me, he says, oh, well, things are going to be better this year. It's only going to be $600 billion. But now they're sitting about the $750 billion deficit by September 30th. I think it'll be closer to $800 billion. But this is just a forerunner of when it really gets high and it goes up into the $1 trillion. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to note that there really are people at the highest levels of our government who want to destroy America because their loyalty is not to America, but to an internationalist satanic dream.
Well, one of the things that President Carter did was to cut back on the military, cut back on military equipment, so that when President Reagan came in, we did not have a strong military to defend ourselves, much less defend others in the world. A little known story, by the end of this year, the president, Obama, will have caused 80,000 fewer military under arms in this country, 80,000 less. Now, he's not using the money to pay back debt, to buy better equipment. What he's using the money for the 80,000 soldiers he will no longer be paying salaries to, he is buying up land around El Toro and Camp Pendleton in San Diego counties and land in other places around the country for conservation purposes, for habitat purposes, to save endangered species. Instead of using military money for the purpose of protecting our national security, he's using military money for environmental causes that have nothing to do with our security, and in fact steal land off of the public rolls so that people can't own the land, build and develop jobs, nor pay taxes on the property.
Well, I share your concern because I don't think that we need a massive military. I think we need a military to defend America, but I don't think we should have troops all throughout the world. I don't think it's the job of America to police the world. I think it's the job of America to defend America and to maintain our economy. But we should not be telling everybody in the world how to live their lives because the people in charge really don't believe in freedom. They believe in this authoritarian structure. And that's what we are imposing throughout the world, in my estimation. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree totally with you. We are not the world's policemen. The Afghanis can take care of themselves. They'll go back to a feudal system of government when we leave. Nothing much is going on in Iraq for freedom. We tried to give money to rebels in Syria. That didn't work out. We're the military around the world, but we have no successes, nor should we. It is not our place to tell the people of Syria or Saudi Arabia or even Venezuela how they should live and what type of government they have. My concern is that there's money that's been allocated by Congress for the salary of soldiers, and the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, instead of abiding by the budget that he signed, is instead cutting soldiers and using the money not for military purposes, but environmental ideology, and that's not right. Which again goes to the point I made earlier, that this is a president that truly wants to be a dictator. He doesn't care about the laws he signs. He doesn't care about the laws passed by Congress, nor does he care much about the Constitution. Were it up to him, the Second Amendment of the Constitution would not exist, and there would be gun confiscation. No doubt about it. Yet he comes from a town, Chicago, that has the nation's strictest laws on guns, and over this past weekend, the 4th of July weekend, 11 people in Chicago were murdered. So we have a president that just doesn't care about the safety of the American public, and he is creating a situation where people will decide to either give up and let the dictatorship take over, or they will fight back and do whatever is necessary under the law to change the government.
Well, I think that what we have to do is get back to paper ballots. What we need to do is get the American people to be in every voting booth and make sure that we're getting honest votes, and I don't think we are. I think that they've rigged the voting, and basically with the electronic voting machines, every one of them can be fixed. Every electronic voting machine in this country can be rigged and reprogrammed, and no one would ever know, unless, of course, you were an electronic expert. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And certainly, if you'd like to talk to Stephen Frank, he shares our views on so much of what's going on today. But ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of America is to preserve the freedom of our people, not to remake the world. Basically, there's a small little clique. They control both political parties. They control our banking system. They control our corporations. They have their people in key positions in the military. They control both political parties. They control our educational system and our religious system and the great tax-exempt foundations. And their goal is a one-world government. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring that about. And nobody's telling the American people. And basically behind all of this, in my estimation, are very, very powerful secret societies. And they're very strong spiritual forces at work behind the scenes. And nobody talks about that either. If this is all political or ideological, it is not. It is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, but it's not primarily a political or ideological battle. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How do you feel? Are you willing to sit back and lose your freedom? Because when you do, you lose everything you have materially. You may well lose your family and you may well lose your life. Understand that we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men, and most people don't even know the battle is going on. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Stephen, you go right ahead.
Well, one of the great problems, as we've been discussing, is that the president has not been truthful with us, and the greatest area that he's not been truthful with us about is the area of our economy, our deficit, and our unemployment situation. A couple of weeks ago, the president proudly announced that the unemployment in this nation, after you manipulate the numbers, is 7.5%. The actual unmanipulated numbers, closer to the truth, is what the Bureau of Labor Statistics calls the U6 number, and that shows that the unemployment in the United States as of the end of June was 14.1%, not the 7.5% the president was crowing about. But it gets worse than that. The Sacramento region of California has 5.4%, I'm doing this story tomorrow, 5.4% of the people employed in the Sacramento area are temporary employees. They're not full-time. They're not getting benefits. That's 5.4%. Then we know from the recent Bureau of Labor Statistics that in June, 240,000 full-time jobs disappeared in this country. But the president said, oh, we had 195,000 new jobs. What he doesn't mention is that 360,000 part-time jobs were created, while 240 full-time jobs went by the wayside. This is a president who doesn't want us to know the truth about the national recession that we are suffering under. We understand that. We understand that the price of goods and services are going up, that inflation is going up, whether or not they report it or not. I shop at a local store where I usually buy cheddar cheese for $5 for a 2-pound bag. It's now $6. And that went up in a one-month period of time. It went up 20% in 1 month. But the president doesn't say we have inflation. The cost of eggs, the cost of milk is up. The cost of bacon is skyrocketing. Cost of meat has gone up dramatically. but the president says we don't have inflation. This is just wrong. And the saddest part, the absolute saddest part, is that 98% of the black community in this country that voted for Barack Obama for president in 2012. The latest report is that the unemployment rate of black Americans is 23.1%, which equals the unemployment of blacks in 1932 in the Great Depression. That's how bad it is for the black community. And in 1 month, the month of June, the Hispanic unemployment went up a full 10% from 12% to 13.2%. The Hispanics went up to 13.2. Women went from 10.6 to almost 12% unemployed in the month of June. Yet the president is telling us we're in the midst of a recovery. He may be recovering from his trip to Africa, but the American public is not recovering from the Obama economy. In fact, we have a hangover from the Obama economy.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Stephen Frank. And we're certainly talking about what's going on. And because all these figures that you're getting today about how the economy is improving, they're just frankly lies. If you go up, and you can do this on your computer, look up the U6 unemployment levels. Bureau of Labor Statistics, U6 levels, you'll find out that instead of going down last month, the U6 unemployment went up from about 13.6, I believe it was, to about 14.1%. That's the U6 unemployment rate, and certainly basically the blacks are more and more are losing their jobs, well over 20%. The Hispanics, suddenly they're losing their jobs. Women are losing their jobs. Our economy's in terrible shape, but it doesn't matter what the reality is. Most people watch television. Most people certainly do not actually look at the statistics, which are published, which shows when the president tells us, oh, my goodness, we got 195,000 new jobs this last month. What he didn't tell you is you have to have 150,000 jobs just to stay even. What he didn't tell you was that we lost 200,000 or 300,000 jobs. Well, we got maybe 195,000 new jobs, but you have to have 150 to stay even, and we lost a couple of 100,000 jobs. But they're not going to tell you that sort of thing. They want you to think everything is fine just a little bit longer. And I really fear that there's something very big going to happen. When it is, will it be this year? Will it be next year? Will it be the year after that? I don't know. But I do know that certainly the America that you and I have known certainly is ceasing to exist. Everything's being done to build a barrier between black and white. That's what this Zimmerman trial is. And although Zimmerman is Hispanic, they want us to look upon white, and it's a matter of black and white. And the blacks all think that, of course, the Zimmerman intentionally killed Trayvon, and certainly the whites believe that Trayvon attacked Zimmerman. And this is what you do. You create an incident, and you split and divide the people, and you turn American against American. They're doing that with the Hispanics. They're doing that with women. They're doing it with the gays. They want the gays to think that straight people dislike them. I disagree with what they're doing. I think that we have to tell them what they're doing is wrong from a physiological point of view and from a moral point of view, and one day they're going to stand before God. But I don't hate gays, and you shouldn't either. But understand, everything is being confrontational. They're doing this intentional. And the people who are behind the gay activist movement are not homosexuals. It's all about population control. And you can read the things we had 25 years ago about population control. And they just said, we want to encourage homosexuality. Why? Because they don't reproduce and they die young. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. They're victims just like you and the blacks and the Hispanics and the women. We're all victims of this very intentional effort to destroy the infrastructure of our society. Stephen, go right ahead.
Well, you bring up the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman trial, and it's very confusing to me to watch that trial and to watch what created the trial, which was not the prosecutors. They did not want to bring charges. They were forced to by so-called public opinion. Black leaders from throughout the country demanded that charges be brought against George Zimmerman. And in the last week, I'm sure you and your listeners have seen the articles that the police in Florida are concerned that if Zimmerman is let off, there's going to be riots in the streets of Florida, similar to the riots we had here in Simi Valley and throughout Southern California, where Rodney King's trial went south on them, and the police were not convicted in the first trial.
And so they had to go back and try him again, and basically they never should have. I mean, Rodney King was simply on drugs, and he was a criminal background, and the police handled the thing very well, but the average American doesn't know that. And basically it's like the O.J. Simpson trial. Most blacks feel that O.J. was innocent. Most whites feel that he was as guilty as sin. Well, I happen to know that O.J. was innocent. If you haven't seen our 4-CD set on O.J. Simpson, you need to get it and get the truth. But basically that was totally manipulated to turn black against white and white against black. And you need to get the information to understand what's going on. O.J., of course, was the victim in this whole thing. And basically, of course, I think the same thing is true as far as Zimmerman is concerned. Certainly the truth is that as far as the police officers and the Rodney King riot, and they had to come back again. They couldn't convict him with a legitimate jury, and so they had to come back again with all sorts of phony information so they could send him to prison. And these men's lives were ruined. Why? Because they wanted an incident to turn American against American and to give the blacks a feeling that they can't get a fair trial. And the difficulty is there's a lot of truth in that. Why do you think it is that in America today, if young black men, 21 to 31, about a third of them are in prison, probation, or parole? That isn't by accident. It's by intent. But we need to join the black and white together in a common cause to preserve freedom.
While the storm clouds gather all across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free.
Stephen, you go right ahead.
Well, and what confuses me the most about the Zimmerman trial is that while the black community is strongly defending the prosecution, where's the Hispanic community in defending George Zimmerman? He's Hispanic, but you hear nothing from La Raza or any of the other Mexican organizations or Hispanic organizations. You only hear about the black organizations demanding he be found guilty without even a trial. Why aren't the Hispanic people standing up for George Zimmerman? And that is what's confusing to me, that we only hear one-sided. And if George Zimmerman was an illegal alien, maybe then the Hispanic community would be speaking up for him, at least a portion of it, the radical portion of the Hispanic community. And it saddens me to see that the Hispanic community is allowing George Zimmerman to go without any organized support, where the black community is saying, who needs a trial? We know he's guilty, and let's ship him to prison.
Well, I think the whole situation is tragic, and it just shows when you control the media, how you can control the emotions of people. And basically, I'm sure that most of these Hispanic organizations are infiltrated, just like most of the black organizations are infiltrated, just like most of the conservative and Christian organizations are infiltrated, just like most of the liberal organizations are infiltrated. Who puts up the money, the big bucks, to control these organizations? And if you have a good organization, they'll do everything they can to infiltrate and neutralize it. And they've done a magnificent job. And the average individual cannot really believe this sort of thing goes on. You know, we saw it certainly within the Protestant Church, the National Associations of Evangelical Christians, led by a pot-smoking or cocaine-using, certainly a homosexual named Ted Haggard. How did that happen? Why, he had a lot of good friends and supporters at the highest levels of the Protestant church. So we shouldn't simply point our fingers at the Catholics and say, look at their problems. We got them. certainly in the Protestant church, in the Catholic church, in every aspect of society. Well, our guest, of course, is Stephen Frank. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two as we evaluate what's going on. Nothing as it appears to be the tragedy of Zimmerman, no matter what happens. His life is going to be ruined if she's not killed and not massive demonstrations. And it's all staged, ladies and gentlemen. It's all staged to destroy America. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stephen has simply been talking about the Zimmerman trial, and of course, unfortunately, whatever happens, maybe, of course, if he's exonerated, they'll have another federal trial, something of the sort. They're not interested in justice, ladies and gentlemen, any more than they were in the Rodney King trial. They had a trial. The police officers were let off, but they had to convict them, so they came back, and they had a federal then charge. You see, well, that's not double jeopardy. The first was a state charge. The second was a federal charge. They were intent upon sending these innocent men who were just doing their job to prison and destroying their lives, and they did it. And it is because this was all contrived, just exactly as this Zimmerman case is contrived. Our guest today, Stephen Frank, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, that's 464-8295. If you're here in the Central Coast of California, have a question or comment, give us a call. Otherwise, Stephen, how can people get in touch with you, get your excellent information, and stay abreast of what's really going on behind the scenes?
They can go to the California Political News and Views website at capoliticalnews.com. capoliticalnews.com, and on the front page in the right side, there's a place to put your email address. Click submit, and every morning at 3 a.m., you'll receive in your email box an email that gives 10 stories that shows the truth about issues, not how the media misleads or misrepresents the stories of the day.
Okay, very good. And so basically, one more time, the website?
The website is capoliticalnews.com.
Capoliticalnews.com. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. You got a question or comment on the things we've been talking about. Love to hear from you. How do you feel about Zimmerman? How do you feel about Sidney? Well, this is a show trial. This is all staged. How do you feel about gun registration, confiscation, Congresswoman? Gifford, who had a terrible tragedy, now is out trying to disarm the American people, as if somehow taking guns away from the law-abiding citizens is going to solve the problem of guns. And then what do we do when, of course, you have a tyrannical government and the people have no weapons at all, as they don't, and certainly in Canada and in England and Australia and New Zealand, the people have given up their arms. We have the Second Amendment, but Congressman Gifford doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. She's had a tragedy, and she wants to exploit that, of course, to try to disarm the American people. And I think she's simply being used by the powerful people working behind the scenes who want a dictatorship in America because they hate the Constitution, they hate the Second Amendment, and they hate freedom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295, our guest, Stephen Frank. Stephen, pick up the story.
Well, the issue of gun control is a rather amazing one. You have people like Barack Obama wanting to take away guns while he has armed guards for himself and his family. You have Governor Brown in Sacramento wanting to take away guns while he has armed guards to protect himself and his family. It's just amazing to see all these legislators, both in Washington and the state capitals, who are saying we shouldn't be allowed Second Amendment rights because guns are dangerous, while they have armed guards protecting them. And if they feel threatened, they could have an armed guard at their home or at their gym or at their girlfriend's house at any time they want to protect them and theirs. But they don't want us to do it. And for ourselves, and of course, probably the biggest hypocrite is Senator Dianne Feinstein, who became mayor of San Francisco because Mayor Moscone was shot down. So she says guns are bad, and what does she do? But she carries a gun. She wants protection. She wants armed guards. She wants a gun in her purse, and I have no problem with that. But she shouldn't be then going around saying that your wife and your friends and your children shouldn't be allowed the same Second Amendment protections that she's taking upon herself.
Well, I think that what we ought to do is make certainly start getting putting together petitions to take the armed guards out of Congress, to take the armed guards out of the Supreme Court, to take the armed guards out of the United States Senate, and certainly to make sure that no government employee could have a right to having an armed guards, because guns kill people. And basically, we take away the guns from the armed guards. Why, of course, then they certainly they could not possibly injure or shoot someone. But nobody's going to do that. And the politicians would scream at this because they want to be protected. They just don't want you to have the right to protect yourself. These people are hypocrites. Little wonder that the approval rate of Congress hovers between 10 and 12%. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, one of the more interesting stories about guns comes out of the state of Kansas. Their legislature has passed a law allowing school districts to allow concealed weapons on campus under certain conditions. That's to protect the students. And teachers are allowed to carry guns. The principal has to know about it, but they're allowed to carry guns to protect the students. Now we have insurance companies refusing to issue insurance policies to school districts in Kansas because of the guns. And, of course, one of the major owners of insurance companies in this country is a guy by the name of Warren Buffett. And some of his companies are just not issuing insurance to school districts in Kansas that allow teachers to protect themselves and their students from invasion and from crazies running loose on campus with guns.
Well, I think that we ought to put the information out on Warren Buffett. He's part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. In fact, it was Warren Buffett, who, as I remember, had actually taken President Arnold Schwarzenegger over to read Lord Rothschild, and basically, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that Warren Buffett who took Arnold Schwarzenegger over to read Lord Rothschild? So he seems to be in bed with a lot of very, very powerful people.
Well, remember when just 10 years ago at this time, Arnold was in the midst of a recall election against Gray Davis, and he hired for no fee Warren Buffett as an economic advisor. And one of the economic advices that Warren Buffett gave was to raise property taxes and to raise income taxes on the people of California. This in the midst of a massive, at the time, deficit of around $9 billion. Today, the deficit, thanks to Arnold, is, according to the state auditor, $127 billion. And we have Warren Buffett to thank for that, because Arnold Schwarzenegger claimed to have been a conservative, claimed to oppose tax increases, yet he expanded government, expanded taxes, and we just have some taxes that he implemented that have continued on. And he has taken tens of billions in new taxes when he swore that he would never do that. And Warren Buffett was his economic advisor. And even though he got into trouble publicly, privately, they still have a relationship. And that's why California's in trouble, because Arnold depended on Warren Buffett for financial advice. Buffett may be great in picking companies, but he's bad on public policy.
Okay, well, we've got Bruce calling us from Durand, Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And Bruce has a question about the Supreme Court. Go right ahead, Bruce.
Hi. I am upset that the Supreme Court redefined a term speech with that Citizens United case, tax with Obamacare, marriage they're trying to redefine. They will, as Justice Scalia said. They opened the door in 2003 when they decriminalized sodomy. He warned back then. I wonder, is there a way to come up with a defense, not a defense, a definition amendment, an amendment that, of course, you'd have to have Schumer and McCain and all the rest of them go along, which they wouldn't do. But is there a way to come up with an amendment that makes the Supreme Court follow the definitions in the dictionary? If you look at the definition of marriage in any dictionary.
Stephen, what are your thoughts about the Supreme Court and how it so often seems to be on the wrong side on major issues, but it's always a close vote, always 5-4. Well, maybe next time things will get better, but it's 5-4 or 4-5, and we just keep losing a little at a time. And sometimes they'll come up with a good decision, and then a few years later they'll reverse it. What do you think we could do about the Supreme Court, Stephen? Why is the Supreme Court consistently voting against our Constitution and undermining the very fabric upon which this nation was created?
Well, I think you really have to go back, believe it or not, to the 1930s and look at President Roosevelt and his attempt to stack the deck by adding justices so he could get his New Deal through the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court had been ruling against him on numerous cases, and so the president came up with an idea that he'd add justices so he could overrule the ones that were already on the court, and he wanted at least two new justices, and that got beaten back. But the justices under Roosevelt understood that they were now a political entity, no longer a judicial entity, and you could trace the bad decisions of the Supreme Court from the DOMA decision and the Obamacare decision all the way back to the 1930s, when the courts recognized that they were no longer a free and independent arm of government, a separate branch of government. They were now controlled by the legislature and by the president. And so since then, the justices are no longer legal scholars alone. They are political animals as well. And so they like the job they have. They don't want to be pushed out, and they don't want somebody coming up with a new brand of stacking the deck and having more Supreme Court justices added. And so they give the establishment what they want. And the establishment doesn't want to deal with the issue of same-sex marriage. So they get rid of Prop 8, they get rid of DOMA, they don't want to make a decision on health care, on the freedom of health care, so they punt on that and allow the president to have Obamacare go into force based on claiming that it's a tax and therefore Congress did something legal. Well, it wasn't the tax, it was the policy that took away freedom of choice for health care. That was the issue, but they changed it. And so being able to change the attitude of the Supreme Court would be very difficult because presidents have tried to use them. You may remember in the first year that President Obama gave a State of the State address, State of the Union address. The Supreme Court justices were seated in the front row, and he spent about 90 seconds tearing them apart in front of them, and they are not allowed to respond. And that was the last time Alioto, Justice Alioto, attended a State of the Union address. He refused to go back to be berated by a president who was illegitimate. And so it's a political body, and that's the problem.
And basically, let me tell you the background, and you can check this out. Go up on the internet and simply type in Supreme Court Justices Masons or Free Supreme Court Freemasons, and you'll find the list of the Masons in the Supreme Court. The Masons control the Freemason conspiracy, which it is, control the Supreme Court from 1941 to 19... 69, the majorities of 5-4 to 6-3, and it was the Masons on the Supreme Court that took God and prayer out of our schools. And basically, of course, the Masons no longer, there's no Masons on the Supreme Court now, but they pack the court now with people who are get their orders from above. And basically, I think either 5 or 6 of the people sitting on the Supreme Court today are Catholics, and basically Catholics get their orders from their priest. And if you're a Catholic and you do not do what you're told, why, of course, you can get into real problems as far as God is concerned. We have a packed Supreme Court, and basically look at some of the people that Ronald Reagan put on the Supreme Court. Some of the most liberal people were put on by Ronald Reagan. Why would that have happened? Because the whole thing is a fraud. And until the American people understand that, but first of all, you have to understand why they took God and prayer out of our schools. That was Engel versus Vitale in 1962. Simply go to Google, type in Freemasons, Supreme Court justices, you'll find out what I've told you is true, okay?
Well, then I think America is doomed.
Well, it's only doomed when we give up, but basically we're in real trouble.
Oh, they continue to use that 14th Amendment to provide protection at the expense of liberty. We're going to end up with no liberty except to be perverted criminals. You know, that's the only liberty that will be left.
Well, basically, of course, it's the most amazing thing that this recent decision. First of all, they said that basically Congress did not have the right to have the this law that marriage is between one man and one woman. That is not right. The federal government has no business passing that legislation. Therefore, it's invalid, and they're absolutely right. The federal government could not pass that law, but the state of California not only could, but it did. This was not simply a vote of the people. This was basically a constitutional amendment, which the state has the right to do. And one or two justices on the Supreme Court and did everything that was done by the people in the state of California, whereby an overwhelming majority that voted that certainly marriage was to be between one man and one woman. So basically, the Supreme Court, what they did was intentionally contradictory. What they really want, of course, is homosexuality rampant in America. It's wonderful for population control. They're going to die early, and 1 in 3 lesbians will get breast carcinoma. There are too many people in the world, and we might as well kill off the homosexuals. That's the attitude of what's really going on. But nobody's going to tell you that the homosexuals are being used in this whole thing. Parting thought, Bruce, before we let you go.
Yeah, is there any hope for California to get around what happened?
What we need is you help me get the truth out. That's all you can do.
But you
work there in Michigan. I'll work in California.
Will do.
God bless. Bye-bye. Of course, our guest this evening is Stephen Frank. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. And remember, Sydney, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Where do you stand in this battle? Stephen, you go right ahead. You got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, the gentleman from Michigan asked a very good question at the end. What can I do? Basically, he said, what can I do to save this country? And the answer is, you are not saving the country by watching reruns of the Kardashians or reruns of Seinfeld. You have to get in it, and you have to be involved. Listening to this show is very important. Listening to shows like this is very important. But information without action is wasteful. It's not enough to have the information by listening to Dr. Stan and shows like this, but you also then have to use that information. How many of you have called talk radio shows to discuss issues? Have you written a letter to the editor in the last week or in the last month? Have you gone to your city council meeting and asked questions about the budget? Ask why do you pay dues to regional government, which is voluntary, and they want to, once you pay the dues, have your city zoning laws under the control of the unelected people in regional government. You have to ask those questions. It's not enough to read a newspaper article and say, boy, isn't the world terrible? You have to act on this, and you have to get involved yourself. Don't depend on your neighbor to get involved. Don't depend on your second cousin to get involved. It's up to you to make the decision that you want to turn this country around. And as more people get educated and more people get involved in the process, the harder it will be for government to hide things from us or to be corrupt and steal things from us. Especially, the worst thing they steal is not our money, but our liberties and our freedoms. And that's why we have to stand up, whether it is at a city council meeting or to a member of Congress. We need to stand up and say the Constitution has to be enforced, whether you like it or not. That's your oath of office. And if you don't want to enforce the law, I will work to get you out of office. But it takes people who are dedicated. You should be motivated and educated. And once you're educated and motivated, and if you're dedicated, we can make a change in this country.
We have to try, and that's what it's all about. And basically, I think that there's a great awakening across America. More and more people are beginning to wake up and realize what's coming down the line. And certainly, as things get worse, more and more people are going to be looking for answers. That's why I do what I do and why Steve does what he does. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, I guess it's been Stephen Frank. One more time, do you want to get your website out before we let you go, Stephen?
CAPoliticalNews.com, CAPoliticalNews.com.
And basically, Stephen says you have to be involved, because if we're not involved, then we're part of the problem. God bless you, Steve. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. Okay, fine. Well, that was Stephen Frank. And basically, he's up at 3 o'clock every morning writing missiles, and you can get onto his email list and get them without charge. Well, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you out in the listening audience to help us. If you're in a position to help and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or to get the various products that we offer, whether it be the Miracle New Soap, or the health products, or certainly the spices that we have, or certainly this new product we have as far as a PRI, preserving gasoline and preserving diesel, but basically, of course, Berkey products, and if you don't have a big Berkey or extra filters, you need to have them, because certainly if the unthinkable should happen, you need a means of purifying water. Our telephone number to get Sydney, join the Radio Liberty family, or to get the books or tape sets or other things we offer, is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, I've talked about my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get that. Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to understand the threat of an EMP attack we talked about in the last hour. And the DVD and or the CD is called The Threat of an EMP Attack. You need to get it, and anything that we have produced, you have my permission to copy and reproduce. Just get it out, just so long as you're not making a profit. If you want to make a dollar or two, simply getting back the cost of making the DVDs, why, you have our permission to do that. But help us get the word out. We're not doing this for a profit. We're doing this because there is no price you can put on freedom. And freedom is lost when good people do nothing. We hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to maintain our network of over 50 stations every week, or 50 outlets every week. And that includes shortwave and internet and stations and satellite and all of the various things that we do to try to get people to understand that we were involved in a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And Christian civilization is under attack today because there really are people out there who worship Lucifer. This is not an imaginary situation. It is a very, very real situation. And you can become involved in this battle by joining the Radio Liberty family, or certainly by getting our material and copying it, getting it out, and learning how to talk to people. You ask them questions. You don't give them a lecture. If they disagree with you, back away. But at least get a few words in and try to get them to read something. If you can get them to read my book, fine. Certainly go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. There are all sorts of newsletters there. There's all sorts of information that you need to be able to reach others, to let them understand the true nature of what we are up against today. So certainly go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. You can read our newsletters and so much of the other material we have there. But certainly you can read my treatise on population control, because it's important you understand there is a genocidal program. It's being implemented today. It's already killed billions of people. It's already killed billions of people and will kill billions more before it's over. And certainly, if you don't want to be, certainly one of the statistics why you should join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
A land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain, to the prairie, to the ocean.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. We are live Monday, July 8th. 2013. Thank you so very much for joining us. Hope you had a very special time.